Today on In Spirit Radio, we are talking to William Ryan III, the host of 20 The Countdown magazine. William, thank you so much for spending a little time with us today. In Spirit Radio has been carrying 20 The Countdown for a little over 4 years now, and we celebrate our fifth anniversary in November. So thank you for doing that, brother. We appreciate you.
Wow, we appreciate you. Congratulations on celebrating 5 years coming up. That's going to be exciting. So, yeah. Great.
It really is. I was in Christian radio for many, many years. And then when I came to retirement age, my wife Jeannie and I, as you know the story, we started our own online ministry and we continue on and in serving the Lord. But our connection to 20 The Countdown goes way back to the days of John Rivers when I was on radio in Madison, Wisconsin with the Northwestern stations. And so it's neat to see it come all full circle.
Wow, that's great. You have such longevity there. Back to John Rivers days. That's amazing. You probably have lots of good stories and listening over the years and all that, too. So that's exciting, too.
Well, William, I think the best thing to start with is just letting our listeners know a little bit more about you. You've been in radio for a long time, but tell us a little bit about you and how you grew up and your family and then how you got into radio.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. I honestly never kind of thought I would ever be in radio. I remember as a little kid, wanted to be like a pilot, an airline pilot when I grew up. And so it's funny how God has a whole different plan that we sometimes don't even know about until you're just right in the middle of it. And so I was actually in high school. I grew up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I actually grew up in Texas, lived here my entire life, and grew up though. And through high school, I was actually working at a mall, and I was helping with promotions in the mall and you know, different things that would come into the mall to set up. And one day we had a radio station that came in. And it was a children's radio station, and they showed up to do a live broadcast and promote like some sort of event that they had going on. And I remember talking with the station manager who was out there at the mall, and we just had a great conversation and connect. And he said, "Hey, have you ever thought about being in radio?" And I thought, "No, it's never crossed my mind, but I've always been fascinated with radio. I love listening, and you know, back in the days, I used to record the radio on cassette tape and make my own little mixtapes and everything." So he offered me a job to come as like a board operator and an intern at a children's radio station here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I live. And I started doing that and just fell in love with it. And the next thing you know, that station sort of, I guess it kind of went out of business, if you will, and ended up finding my way over at another radio station in town, which was actually a big Christian radio station called KLTY. And I started that when I was still in high school and just kind of part-time working behind the scenes. And then I met, who you mentioned already, John Rivers. He was actually the host of the morning show on KLTY and programmed the radio station. And I had no idea at the time. I'd actually didn't grow up listening to Christian music. I got saved at a young age when I was 12 years old at like a VBS for my church. It was actually in our neighborhood. It was a VBS thing that one of the neighbors was putting on. But even though that I was saved, I never really knew about Christian radio per se. So I listened to all sorts of other music growing up. But anyway, I met John Rivers and he asked me to come produce his morning show. And again, I had no idea what that even meant. I'm brand new to radio. Really, I'd just been a board op and an intern. And so I just started working each morning with John Rivers, though, in the studio doing mornings. So getting up super early in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, driving in and just doing the show with him. And later on, obviously, that would end up where I'm at now on 20, which we can get to more of that. But it's an exciting little journey, though. But yeah, grew up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and, just got to see, you know, radio in its finest here in the Metroplex and just loved every moment of it.
And the neat thing about Christian radio, and of course now today with social media, that we can kind of keep track and really vicariously enjoy some of your adventures too. You and your family are traveling. You've had a recent big announcement in your family and all kinds of other things. So that's also one of the neat parts about social media and connecting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of funny too. You know, through the being in radio at KLTY, one of the things that we did every year was we would go to Nashville, Tennessee, where they hosted. At the time, it was the GMA week, and the Gospel Music Association would put on this week, and they had the Dove Awards on the tail end of that. And so we would go as a radio station to broadcast. But I actually ended up meeting my wife while I was in Nashville for that GMA convention one year. And so, you know, she was actually from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and went there with someone else from our radio station to help babysit the kids. And I was there with John Rivers and the Morning Gang and ended up meeting her. And so I got married to her, and we have two kids now, and they're actually grown. They're twins. We have a boy and a girl, and they'll be 21 years old here in September, which is just blows my mind. And my son, the exciting announcement that you're just referring to is he just proposed to his girlfriend that he's been dating for over a year now, and they are getting married. So we're trudging through some territory we've never been a part of, and it's exciting, and just, you know, all the emotions are going on right now with that. So it's been incredible though.
Well, congratulations to you and your family on that. And as we continue our visit with William Ryan III, the host of 20 The Countdown magazine, which you hear on In Spirit Radio each and every Saturday and Sunday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon, the top 20 songs in Christian music. William, I know that your connection with John Rivers led to you actually eventually hosting the program, but John Rivers was such a great mentor for you. Share with us a little bit about him and some of that transition.
Yeah, you know, it was, I mentioned this earlier that I never really knew much about John Rivers because I didn't listen to the, you know, the format that he was on for a while. But when I started actually being a part of the morning show with him and getting to know him and, you know, his family and everything, we quickly sort of became really close. I mean, when you're spending every morning with someone, you know, for that many hours, you definitely start to become really close. And so I really, you know, I've told John this before, but I definitely thought of he and his wife at the time, Sherry, as like second parents to me. And, you know, I spent so much time and I traveled with him a lot and spent a lot of time out at his ranch. John, he lived out sort of on the outskirts of the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. Most people think of the big city of Dallas, but the area that he lived in was sort of very rural and lived on a ranch, and he had lots of farm animals and all that. So it was exciting to go out there and spend time with him. But yeah, getting to be with him and then learning just as I was spending time with him how much of a legend in Christian radio he was and a pioneer just in the format. Again, those were things that I didn't know about him prior, but I quickly got to learn those things. And so I started taking advantage of just the time that I had with John, just soaking up the knowledge on, you know, with you know, how to pick a great song to play on the radio and, you know, getting to know all of the artists and the people that were behind the scenes, you know, in Christian radio. And so I quickly realized, like, this is an opportunity for me to, you know, be with John and to really steward the time that I have with him and get to just know everything about the industry. And so I took advantage of that, and I'm glad I did. Years later, after working with him, he actually ended up moving on from the station that I was at and working for a big, you know, Christian radio network and everything. And so we still kept in contact over all those years, though. And I actually ended up getting out of radio for a short time. So I was at KLTY in Dallas, and eventually when my wife and I had our twins, it was about a year or so after we had our kids, I just started feeling like, you know, I loved radio, and it was an exciting time, but it was also, for me at the time, it was pretty much like 7 days a week I was working at the radio station. It was a lot. And I had a little side hustle going on where I would DJ weddings. So it was just sort of friends would call or people that I knew, and I thought, you know, would it be possible to maybe, like, you know, do this full time, to go be a wedding DJ full time, just so that I could spend more time at home with my family? And we took a big step of faith, and the Lord showed up and allowed me to do that for a long time. But it wasn't until about 2019, again, John Rivers and I had stayed in contact, very close. And he just started feeling like, you know, I kind of think I want to retire from doing the Countdown. And he had a lot of people, you know, wanting to take it over. He had people wanting to buy the Countdown and all these things. But he just approached me and said, I feel like the Lord wants me to give the show to you and just have you follow my footsteps and take it over. And obviously, like, you know, if anyone's ever been in that position where someone's entrusted you with something so big like that, you know how that feels. It's just like, wow, those are some big shoes to fill. So I actually remember telling him, like, I don't know that I would be the guy for this. Like, I don't want to mess things up. Like, this show has been around for so long. But I ended up, you know, praying about it and just really feeling like, okay, if I'm going to take this thing, I don't have the huge, big voice that John Rivers has. I'm going to have to get in here and kind of make it my own, if you will. But I don't want to change too much because it's such a great show and has such longevity. So I just got in there and, you know, kind of freshened it up a little bit and made it more me, you know. And ever since then, though, it's been such an incredible journey. We actually ended up switching it over to a nonprofit, you know, as well throughout that process, because I really see 20 as more than just counting down the top 20 songs every week. I really feel like it is a ministry. And so I know that, you know, in listening to the songs that you hear on the Countdown every week, there's so much encouragement that comes from that. There's, you know, right after I took over the show in 2019, obviously we were all faced with a huge pandemic going on in the United States and everywhere in the world. So that was a time where I realized just the importance of how Christian music can really get people through whatever they're going through and point them back to Jesus. And so I just I really took on a whole different feeling about the radio show, you know, especially through those years of realizing the ministry potential there for it and what the show is. And so, again, kind of just making it my own and ended up, you know, tweaking it a little bit, but really just going more ministry with it was kind of my goal with it. So, it's been such a cool journey just to see that. And again, not trying to be John Rivers or to fill those shoes necessarily, but just to do it the way that I feel like God's called me to do the show. And we're about to celebrate our 40th year. This is our 40th year of the radio show going on from when John started it. So it's just really cool to see how long it's been around and to know that there's still big plans for it in the future even. So it's exciting.
We are talking to William Ryan III today here on In Spirit Radio. In Spirit Radio is one of the many stations around the world that carries 20 The Countdown magazine. We have it each weekend on Saturday and Sunday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon. And William, we can't thank you enough for the great programming that you provide for our ministry. And our listeners just love The Countdown Show. And of course, the many resources that you have available, including artist stories and different avenues of ministry and some of the testimonies from stations around the world. Share with us a little bit about how that continues on to continue to grow that ministry even more as you share.
Yeah, so the plans for 20, you know, obviously to keep growing in listeners and new stations that pick up the show. And so we're always trying to tweak it and make it just available for more. And, you know, the way we're doing that now is through listener support. So we have listeners that believe in our mission of spreading the gospel through music, you know, one countdown at a time. And so we basically try to get other radio stations to pick it up so that it's in different areas. And it's been really a cool thing, too, because, you know, hearing it here on In Spirit Radio is really, you know, here's something to think about too. Like you're listening on this station, but there are other countries. I mean, we have, I don't even know what the number is. I think there's like 1,200 radio stations right now around the world that air The Countdown. And so it completely blows my mind when I start thinking about that. And especially when we hear from listeners from, you know, Uganda and Kenya and the UK and from Australia. And I mean, we even have some South America radio stations that play literally all of their programming is in Spanish, except for 20 The Countdown magazine. So, the reach is huge, and we just continue to grow that. And that's the goal, you know, is to get more ears to hear this life-changing music that we play on The Countdown every week, and to hear those artist stories and to connect with, you know, those artists on, you know, because these artists, you know, when you listen to them on the radio, some people might think, oh wow, they're amazing, they're super talented, and they're on this different level, but they're people just like us. You know, they're going through the same struggles that we go through. They just have found a way, you know, God's given them a talent to be able to write maybe about their struggles and about their journey, you know, with him. And so they're able to put that into music. And, you know, it's just a cool thing when you think about it. But they're just like us. They're going through those things. So, yeah, the goal is to continue to reach more people with the radio show and to get it out there for more people to hear and be encouraged every week, you know, and whatever they're facing throughout their life.
We're talking today to William Ryan III, the host of 20 The Countdown magazine. And as we close this visit today, William, for our In Spirit Radio listeners, how can we pray for you and your family and for The Countdown? You shared some of the vision of some of the things that you sense God leading you to do in coming days, but how can we focus our prayers for you guys?
You know, I would say we're really just the big thing is wisdom, you know, for me and for our team and just leading this show. You know, that's one of the things that I obviously taken over something and it's such a big show and all of that. That's something that I've just been praying for from the beginning is just wisdom on how to do this, because I didn't set out to have a countdown show or anything. So I would say that's the big thing. And then also just for creativity, you know, on our teams that can serve our listeners well. We're always looking for new, unique things that really just make our show stand out. And you know, as the generations are changing, you know, obviously younger listeners are coming up and hearing the show, we're trying to look for ways to connect with them. Sometimes they don't want a full, you know, long version of a show, and so we're trying to figure out new, neat, creative ways. So continue to pray for wisdom and creativity for us and for our team, and just ways that we can continue to get the show out to more people, because that's ultimately the goal, is for more people to hear it. So, and I just also just praying for the music that we share, that it would continue to reach the hearts and the people that need that hope that they get to hear in these songs.
William Ryan III joining us today here on In Spirit Radio. William, thank you so much for your friendship. Thank you for the cool shirts that you sent us not too long ago,
yeah,
too, with My wife Jeannie and I, who are co-founders of In Spirit Radio, and our dog Bella, we thought we gotta take a picture in our studio with our whole team here, and really that's our team. We're a small team, but we wanted to get that to you so you could have a little bit of a laugh.
That's awesome. That is so great. Yeah, we definitely need some pet attire, some more selections in that department. So if Bella needs anything else, you know, like maybe a 20 the countdown collar or something, maybe we can make that happen.
Okay, that sounds great. William Bryan III, all of God's best to you for the coming days. Won't be long. It'll be holiday season and all kinds of things. 2025 is going by so fast. And so we appreciate your time today. Love the program and so glad we can partner together with 20 the Countdown magazine.
Thank you so much for all your support. We really appreciate it. And be listening later this year. We have some exciting things coming with the 40th anniversary. We're going to do a special show. And, of course, Christmas time, we love to do some things. And then even a countdown of the top songs of the year. So lots of exciting things on the way. But thanks again for having me on today, Michael. I appreciate it.